Yes, it was not approved by us in any way, the club or the LFA. No one is aware of it. And what makes matters worse is that we're trying to establish as to where does this club, so-called club, belongs to. And now we've established that they do not belong anywhere. That complicates the matter.
Okay, so how can a club not belong anywhere?
That is a million-dollar question. They were part of Two Oceans Local Football Association. They then resigned to go and affiliate to Cape Winelands. And I've spoken to the president of Cape Winelands, and he told me this morning, you can tell anybody, these guys do not belong to us. So they need a year, not there. They're not anywhere.
So, and the academy itself, what do you know about the academy? Because it also seems to be a mystery as well.
Yes, the academy used to be, in existence. And we must also be aware that some of these academies is glorified clubs, and they just add to the name academy as if they, you know, the cat's whiskers.
Yes.
So that is just who they are. But in no way, they do not belong anywhere. And now they're taking kids on a trip with the pretense of they're going for trials, or they might be spotted or scouted. And it's a misnomer.
So what exactly did the academy, what did it partake in? Did it partake in a tournament, or was it just a glory ride? I don't know. What was it?
According to us, they went for, and this is the little bit of information that we have available, they went to participate in a tournament. That's a little bit of information we have. And then according to their pages, then they went to do some sightseeing wherever.
Right, and then that's when the wheels fell off.
That's when the wheels came off. And from our side, that it is so unfortunate that these things are happening. And it's always when you look at the players, and I would love to refer to them as the clientele.
Yes.
It is normally the most impoverished communities it happens to. And that, to me, is very concerning.
Are you going to lay criminal charges against the people who own this academy for what they've done? Number one, defying SAFA. And number two, not having enough money to send the children home.
That's part of all our investigations as to the legal parameters that we can move in, and we will take it from there. We've just started doing some spade work, but key is also going to be to call them in to a meeting, and then we'll take it from there. We will let our legal department deal with that matter.
No, most certainly. I'm struggling to understand how an academy team can go overseas and have no return flights, because also the condition of if you have a visa. If I have a visa, I want to go somewhere. I have to prove to a country that I'm actually going to go home. I'm going to hang around.
That's the first requirement. When you just Google search the requirements for a Schengen visa, the very first one is the return ticket. So this is really a matter where two countries will have to meet now. And because of this thingy which happened, now it might even ruin diplomatic relationships between two countries now. Because the question is going to be, how do you allow 38 people to leave the country, issue them with a visa, without a return ticket? Someone messed up somewhere.
Yeah, and that certainly is a question. And I can see by the tone of your voice, you're as curious as us to find out where that all goes to. But of course, at the same time, one can only feel for the children and some of the parents who probably have gone to huge sacrifices to get the kids on the bus, as it were, only to discover that they now have to fork out huge sums of money to get the kids home when they don't have it.
That's correct. And I mean, you can just imagine your kid first trip abroad and this happens. It cannot sit well with any parent. It cannot.
Yeah, it must be absolutely beyond traumatic. And of course, let's say for argument's sake that some of the players were deserving of a trial somewhere, could have made it. This is going to really psychologically mess them up.
Yes, and we wanted to send a very good message, or a message to all parents, that like we've dealt with the bogus academies, where we ask parents and clubs, if you do not know about these academies advertising trials and so on, get into contact with SAFA, and we will advise you if it's bogus or not. Likewise with these trips, if you don't know, if you want more information, get into contact with SAFA, and we will respond. We will advise you also accordingly. We also are in contact with, there's about three countries that we have relationships with in terms of high performance. So if your kid is really that good, we will connect them. We have Bubi Solomons, one of the best coaches in this country. He will then also advise you accordingly.
Right.
So what we're asking parents, get into contact. If you don't know, if it's outside your normal perimeter, get into contact with SAFA, and we will advise you.
No, absolutely. I'm glad you put it out there. So if anybody's listening to us right now and you're not sure what your young child is being offered in terms of football opportunities, go to SAFA first, because they are the governing body and they know where to send you if you are hugely talented and somebody wants to give you a trial. And final question in this interview, do you know when we will get to the bottom of all of this, or is it just a question now of wait and see?
It's going to be that one. Wait and see, because we're first going to start with BT Academy, and then we'll go around to all the players. Because what we found out is that it is about, 70-80% of the players are from BT Academy, but the rest are from other clubs. So we need also to engage those clubs if they were aware. The club that I'm from, our office bearers weren't even aware that one of their players on the strip. They only found out when they saw the picture, the group photograph on Facebook.
Wow, many questions to be asked. Bennett Bailey, Vice President SAFA, thank you for joining us, and good luck with getting to the bottom of the BT Football Academy scandal.
Thank you, sir.